Welcome to our latest podcast, and this time based on Peter Way's Morecambeology series, and from a lady who grew up living at Sunderland Point in the 1930s. Morecambeology number 360, We Lived by the Tides at Sunderland Point. I was born in number 16, Second Terrace, Sunderland Point, in the middle of the 1930s. My dad was a fisherman, like his father before him. There are photographs of my grandfather in the Maritime Museum in Lancaster, and my cousin was a pilot at Sunderland Point all his life. I was christened in the little church at the top of the lane in Sunderland Point. We only had church services every other Sunday because of the tides. The minister used to come over from Overton Church, and they still have services there every other Sunday. We had a tin bath, and we had to go down the yard to the privy. We had candles and paraffin lamps for light, and my mother cooked on a paraffin stove and boiled a kettle on the fire and baked in the side oven. On wash day, she lit a wood fire under the stone boiler. Sometimes in the winter, when it was windy and there was a high tide, our house would get flooded. My father knew when the winds got up, and he would move us upstairs. We didn't have new furniture, so we just left that downstairs. We had to watch the tide, because the only way in and out of Sunderland Point was across the marsh road at low tide, and we were cut off at high tide. It came in twice every 24 hours, but at all at different times. We had a few near misses with the tide coming up quick. We'd have to hurry to get across, and sometimes we'd been up to our waists in the water. We'd have to paddle many times. It's a wonder I've no arthritis today. When I started school at Overton, I had to set off very early, some mornings in the dark, to get across before the tide. And coming back some dark nights, we had to wait on the cold road on the other side for the tide to go down. If it was very windy, my father came for me and my sister, and he'd tie ropes around us. When it was bad weather, I didn't go to school. I didn't have a lot of schooling, really, but my mother tried to have a sum book and do sums with us when we didn't go to school. The war was on when I was going to school, and they had an army camp at Sunderland Point near Hargreaves Farm. We weren't allowed to have lifts in the army lorries in case a German plane came over and shot at us. There were big boulders by the side of the road, and if we saw a plane coming, we had to hide behind them. We carried our Mickey Mouse gas masks to school with us every day. On Sunday nights, they had concerts in the army camp that we could go to. My mother had a shop in the house where we sold crisps and pop and cigarettes, and she used to make afternoon tea and scones for day trippers in the summer. They used to have tea outside the house. Visitors used to come and see Sambo's grave in a field on the back shore. He had been taken on a slave ship and died at Sunderland Point. My parents didn't give me pocket money, so I used to charge a penny to point from the top of the lane and show people where the grave was. For sixpence, I used to take them to it. I also used to pick shrimps for pocket money and got sixpence a jar. In the summer, I used to help with haymaking on my cousin's farm that was next door to the one by us. We had fresh milk from cows, fresh eggs from the hens, and bacon and liver from the pigs. We also had pigeon pie and rabbits that my father shot. I used to climb the cotton tree on the terrace until I got stuck one day, and my father made me sit there all day to teach me a lesson. The cotton tree blew down on New Year's Day 1998. I used to thread the needles and help my dad when he was making his nets, and I'd go out salmon fishing with him in the summer holidays. We used to go right out in the Loon Deeps and be out for 6 hours at a time. When I was 10 years old, I got a boat from my father. I used to keb fish from the boat for flukes and eels, which I'd sell for pocket money. A keb line is like a square with weights and two hooks that you held on a string. I also used to take one or two visitors out for a row in my boat, and then I used to row to Glasson Dock with sixpence to get an ice cream. You couldn't row straight across because the current would soon take you out to sea, so I had to row the long way round the buoys, and it took about half an hour. When I was 11, I had to go to Balmoral School at Morecambe. The bus went from Overton at 8:30, but I had to set off some mornings at 7:15. There was a blacksmith's there then, where the bus used to turn round at the Ship Hotel, and I used to pass the time helping Mr. Jackson, who owned it. I'd help get the blowers going and hold the rods in the fire to get hot. Then I used to hold the cool end of the rod, and he'd bang away making the horseshoes. The time soon went till the bus came. They couldn't keep me in after school because I had to get back across while the tide was low. So if I misbehaved, I always got lines to write. On the long nights in winter, we used to go to the reading room at Sunderland Point. We played whist once a fortnight, and on other nights we played darts, table tennis, billiards and swap stamps. We had lantern lectures there as well. People used to come over and show us to them about once a month nice scenes of the Lake District and York. When I was 16, I was allowed to go to the village hop at Overton. I couldn't go in my dance dress as the road was so wet and muddy, so I took my clothes in a bag and changed in the stables of Mr. Baxter's farm at Overton Hall. Sometimes I had to sit in the stables until the tide went down for me to get home. You never got a boyfriend, as they wouldn't walk you over the marsh road and back again. We left Sunderland Point when I was 21 because my mother couldn't walk the road any longer. After I married my late husband, I moved into a house in Lancaster where I still live. It's so handy here, and I couldn't manage living at Sunderland Point now. It'll always be my home though, and I'll always love the sea. Although I can't swim, neither my dad nor none of us could swim, I was never scared of the sea. It's hopefully a long way off, but I've chosen the hymn I want playing at my funeral, "For Those in Peril on the Sea." We hope that you've enjoyed this latest podcast in our series, and that you'll wish to listen to some of the others about the history and heritage of the Lancaster and Morecambe district. This particular one is 360, from the Morecambeology series by local historian Peter Wade, and published by Lancaster Civic Vision Weekly on our blog and news page at www.lancastercivicsociety.uk, and press the tab Blog and News.